Then answered him Alcinous, and said, "Stranger, in this my child behaved not rightly, in that she did not bring you hither with her maids, yet it was she from whom you first sought aid." Then wise Odysseus answered him and said, "Sire, do not for this reproach the blameless girl, for she instructed me to follow with the maids. But I would not, for fear and very shame, lest possibly your heart might be offended at the sight. Suspicious creatures are we sons of men on earth." Then answered him Alcinous and said, "Stranger, the heart within my breast is not one lightly troubled. Better good sense in all things. O Father Zeus, Athena, and Apollo, that such a man as you, so like in mind to me, might take my child, be called my son-in-law, and here abide. For I would give you house and goods if you would like to stay. Against your wish shall no Phaeacian hold you. That Father Zeus forbid. Nay, I will fix your setting forth, and you may rest secure. Tomorrow shall it be. And you shall be lying all the time wrapped in a sleep, while my men speed you onward over calm seas until you reach your land and home, or anywhere you please. Yes, though it were beyond Euboea, which is called the farthest shore by those among our people who once saw it, when they carried light-haired Rhadamanthus to visit Tityus, the son of Gaea. So far they went without fatigue, performing all, and on the self-same day finished the journey home. But you yourself shall judge how excellent my ships and young men are in tossing up the water with the oar." He spoke, and glad was long-tried royal Odysseus, who, making his prayer, uttered these words, and said, "O Father Zeus, all that Alcinous has said may he fulfill. Then on the fruitful earth his name shall never die, and I shall reach my home." So they conversed together. Meantime, white-armed Arete bade her maids to set a bed beneath the portico, to lay upon it beautiful purple rugs, spread blankets over these, and then place woolen mantles on the outside for a covering. So the maids left the hall with torches in their hands, and after they had spread the comfortable bed with busy speed, they summoned Odysseus, drawing near and saying, "Up, stranger, come to sleep, your bed is ready." So did they speak, and to him rest seemed delightful. Thus long-tried royal Odysseus laid him down to sleep upon the well-bored bedstead beneath the echoing portico. But Alcinous slept in the recess of his high hall, his wife, the queen, making her bed beside him.